Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, time of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is the Christmas edition of Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing? Are you staying warm and cozy up there?
I am certainly doing my best with the impending snowmageddon.
Well, we're having the freezemageddon here. So. I laugh, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am not a happy camper. This December baby does not like this. It is way too cold with projected wind chills of 10 and 5 degrees. I'm not happy. A lot of people aren't happy. I will tell you, I went to the store earlier this morning and the shelves look like they do when a hurricane is coming, except couple that with last minute Christmas shopping and the stores were a mess and everybody was just, you know, looking around and everybody says the same thing. They're like, I can't believe it's going to be this cold. Believe it or not, it's not record freeze here for us. I think they said 1989 is actually the record, but I mean, we're not used to this here. We're not equipped. We're not supposed to get snow, but don't wish snow or ice on the roads because we don't have the salt trucks. We don't have the equipment. We're not equipped for it here. People can't drive in normal weather in New Orleans. Don't put that on us. But yeah, it's supposed to be really cold. So please, everybody, protect your pets, your plants. Make sure everything's wrapped. You know, we have a lot of older homes in this area that are raised. So yeah, protect all of that. Please bring your pets inside. Don't let them be out there. Protect your plants. I just went and collected my last bits of harvest before the show, getting tomatoes and stuff that are green. So all my vines look great, but they're not going to survive after tonight, even though they're covered. I brought all that stuff inside. Hopefully they'll ripen. Maybe they won't, but I can't just let them go freeze out there. All our citrus trees, everything's protected. This is crazy. 3 days of Arctic blast.
Canada's gift to you. You're welcome.
Yes. So y'all enjoy the beautiful snow, which I know you're tired of it too. You don't like it.
Nope.
Hence why you want to move down here.
Correct. Correct. I am not built for winter, I have to tell you. And my friends hear this song and dance for me every year. And I remind them that, yeah, this will continue. It's not going away. This is who I am. I don't care for this. Mm-hmm. It can happen for a couple of days. Like, I get it. My sister was all, the kids are going to really enjoy the snow. Yep, that's fine. Let them have the snow. My expectation is when they return to school on January 3rd, so does the snow melt and we resume regularly scheduled forecast of spring. That would be my preference.
You like me or December baby. So you don't like the cold. A lot of my friends that are all born in December, my best friend, I was born in December. None of us like the cold. We're just, you know, they say that, like, if you're born in the winter, you like the summer, and you're born in the summer, you like the winter. And the truth, big difference from 30, 40 degree weather. When you're talking teens with wind chills and single digits, that's not cold, but it's going to be cold. At least it'll feel like Christmas. That's the one nice thing. We won't be in shorts with the air condition on, sweating, baking our turkeys and hams like normal. Yes. We'll be bundled up, not wanting to get, I know I won't want to get out of bed and start cooking and early in the morning, but but hey, listen, at least it'll feel like Christmas. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cold. Just kind of like how the Saints swept the Falcons. That was really cool.
Oof. Yes, it was. And those Falcons fans, they did not care for that. They were.
No.
Did you see the Falcons? The Falcons posted a picture of one of their players standing in front of the S of our logo so that it said ain't. And they thought they were clever. Ooh.
They hate us because they ain't.
That's correct. Joke was on them. We won the game. Look,
we may suck this year, but we swept the Falcons.
Oh, my God. So, yes.
You know, petty and proud, 504 yes. for life. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Not wrong. Who dat, we beat you both games. Good day to you, sir. See you next season where we'll do it
bye
again.
Bye, Felicia.
So hilarious. God, by they're so some ridiculous.
Miracle, by some miracle, we're still in the hunt for the playoffs.
Come on.
We have a 4% chance. It increased from a 2% chance after this win.
Listen, we doubled our chances.
Yeah.
And mathematically,
we'll be in Cleveland. The Saints are leaving tomorrow because of the weather. We'll be in Cleveland facing Deshaun Watson and possibly Nick Chubb. We don't know. He's on the injury report. It's supposed to be ridiculously cold there with like a 60% chance of rain, wind gusts up to like 50 miles an hour. The bottom line is we lose any of the next three games, we're done for the season. Well, we're facing Cleveland this week. We're facing Philly next week in Philly with a possible Jalen Hurts on injury report, may not play, who knows, which gives us a shot. And then, of course, Carolina. We come back home, finish the season. But got a 4% chance. We went out. We need a little help. We need a lot of help. You know, hey, Santa, all I can say is you know what Saints fans want.
Yes, Santa, we would like a win. We would like our second consecutive win. That's what we want, a consecutive win. So I wouldn't hate it if you brought me a gift. I've given all my Christmas money away for various charities, happily so. The only gift I ask is that we beat the Browns. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be spectacular. It doesn't have to be a blowout. My God, I will be happy with a 1-point win. Yeah. I'm not asking for much. I ask simply, humbly, for a Saints victory, not because I want us to continue into the playoffs, only because I would like a Christmas present from the New Orleans Saints. That is a W.
Yeah,
that
they brought my birthday present. We won for my birthday.
They did not bring a present for me on my birthday.
well, they haven't won back-to-back games. So, I mean, this would be a first all season. And
clowns.
It's crazy that we're even talking about playoffs at this point after this just unbelievable season with the injuries and just the inconsistencies and issues with play calling and quarterback controversy that should have never been. And as of today, you know, we got Jarvis Landry on IR, which people are scratching their heads. Like, it was hurt out a couple of games, played, and then now he's back on IR. This whole season has just been a hot mess.
So I have some recommendations.
I want to know what your recommendations. I know what your recommendations are, but tell our listeners they want to know what your recommendations are.
Recommendation one, fire the medical staff. Recommendation two, demote Dennis Allen. I'm down for firing him entirely. However, the defense really adores him. So put him back at a job he does well. Third recommendation is entirely fire Pete Carmichael. Give him exactly what he asked for, which is, I don't want to be an offensive coordinator anymore. Good news, bro. You aren't. And you're not going to be one for us. And nobody else is going to pick you up after what you did this season. Mm-hmm. The end. These are my recommendations.
Yeah, I would like to see Dennis Allen gone. He's not a head coach somewhere. He can't handle his responsibilities this year with, you know, coach who's a defensive minded coach as opposed to Sean, who was an offensive minded coach. Mm-hmm. It makes you question like how much Sean actually was in control and calling these games, because I mean, the differences are glaring, like a train coming at you. Ironically, talking about Sean Payton, there's been some rumblings and rumors of possibility of him coming back to the Saints. Hey, that would be like the best thing ever. I know people are like, oh no, that should have failed. But I mean, look, you find me another coach out there who's available that is better than Sean Payton. I'm not saying like, hey, there's other coaches. There are other coaches out there other than the Sean Payton, but they're currently employed. Mm-hmm. You find me another coach who's available, who knows this team, will come here and immediately make a difference, better than Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm. Offensively minded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. Now, you know, we wasted poor Eric Bieniemy's time, 8 hours plus of a day to do this tomfoolery. He's laughing his rump off over there at Kansas. Yeah. Like, guys having another banner season, they're probably going to go to the Super Bowl and win the damn thing. And I say, we just look like dummies.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I advocated to hire him in the first place. I don't get that one, but
I mean,
it is what it is. Like I said, you know, we sound like broken records. We've been saying the same thing for the last 12, 13, 14 weeks when, you know, we first started seeing issues way back after that Tampa Bay game. So it's just, it is what it is. Moving on, the Saints, we'll just see what happens if they win this week. Like I said, there's like a 4% chance. I think we probably have a better chance of actual snow happening here in New Orleans this next couple of days. But speaking of over the next couple of days, yes, it is Christmas. I am so ready. And we here at Flourish Truly want to thank everybody for staying with us, supporting us all through the year. We're wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas. I know everybody has their own plans. Some people are cooking hams, turkey, gumbo. I'm doing ham here. Georgette, what are you going to be cooking? Or are you just going to stay snuggled up?
So I am going to stay snuggled up. There is supposed to be a snow advisory. That said, I have some family coming over. We are doing turkey. I got the last two trays of mincemeat tarts. Y'all, I texted my family to tell them I scoped the last two from the store. And so I'm just looking forward to being in my Christmas pajamas and watching some football and spending time with Sibs and eating turkey.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will be doing homemade honey baked ham. And Christmas Eve, our tradition is very, very low key, but it's just, it's special to me. Christmas mm-hmm. story comes on, it's 24 hours of a Christmas story. So I bake cookies and, you know, we just chill out on the sofa and veg and watch Christmas story and whatever movies come on. I leave the tree on all night long. We kind of fall asleep on the sofa watching. And I mean, I know people are like, oh, that sounds boring, but it's just a thing because the holidays are so crazy and so busy because mm-hmm. you're dealing with people coming over on Christmas Day and the phone's ringing and texts and thing going on. You're cooking all day and you've got a mess. You cook all day long and you eat 10 minutes and then you spend the rest of the day cleaning up. Christmas right? Eve is like my down night where I just like to enjoy the holiday and just the spirit of it and spending time with my husband. And it's something we do every year. And this year, because it's going to be so cold, I'm not going to want to do anything else anyway. All right. Day. So I'm literally hibernating like as of 5 o'clock this evening. That's it. I may not get out of my pajamas for the next 3 days.
I know it. Yep. I bought new festive jammies. I have my It's a Black and Gold Christmas Saint shirt for Saturday. I am very stoked and ready to go. Looking forward to it.
It's weird. It's going to be weird to have to watch the game on Saturday because it's Christmas Agreed. Eve. I'm like, this is weird. And then Sunday's going to come, but it's Christmas. So that's good that we're not playing on Christmas Day because then we can actually enjoy the holiday. Because, you know, we'd be all glued to the television and be all mad afterwards.
Agreed.
And, you know, Agreed. At your house, you'd be throwing turkey legs and things like that across the room and not very, you know, spiritual of the Christmas holiday.
You are not family. Wrong. They would lose and I would start tossing turkey legs.
Yeah.
And it would be mayhem. So yeah, you're right. Let them lose if they're going to. I'm praying for the win from Santa.
We'll have 24 hours to recuperate.
I'm just saying, let it happen. Let it happen. I'm just here for the Christmas cheer. That's it.
Well, Georgette, I want to tell you very Merry Christmas. I love co-hosting the show with you. You know, you're my co-host, you're my friend. We have so much fun. So very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, thanks, Tina. Merry Christmas to you and Dan. I hope you guys have a beautiful holiday. I have loved being your co-host this year, regardless of the state of the team. It is so much fun. I get to tap into my New Orleans roots, you know, even though I'm not from there. And I get to talk about the things that I love with my friend. It's awesome.
Yes. It is. It is. And we here at Flourish Truly again is wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas. If you want to hit us up and tell us what you're cooking, what you're doing, if you just want to like vent about your family coming over, because we all know everybody's watched A Christmas Vacation 100 times and seen the movie when some family comes over, everybody's like, and you just want to jump on Twitter to escape for a few minutes. Hit us up. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl. And you can also hit us up at our Flourish Truly account at Flourish Truly. And Georgette, if they want to come and vent to you as well, tell them where they can find you online.
Absolutely. If you want to do throw a turkey leg via tweets, you can tweet me at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And we wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We will see you next week on Flourish Truly. Hope Santa brings you everything that your heart desires.
Merry Christmas.